Hi, everybody. We're back. E3.
Yes.
Day two. Patrick over there in Helsinki. It's 3:30 in the morning. Patrick, welcome.
Thank you.
You could say welcome to me. It's just that you're so tired.
Oh, right.
I don't know how you're even moving. It's 3:30 in the morning. You're sacrificing your soul. You're losing years of your life by doing this. Well done.
Yeah, I guess. I'm not sure I will do it again next year.
Yes, you will. Of course you freaking will.
The Avengers compel me.
Yeah.
For this time.
Oh, you mean for this particular event. If you didn't know that Square wasn't going to talk about the Avengers game, would you have passed on tonight?
I think I might have just stayed in bed.
Yeah.
It is possible.
I feel you. I would have probably done the same. But
I woke up half an hour ago, yeah, like from the stress of being afraid not waking up.
Yeah.
And I did wake up and I was like, dude, this is dumb.
Yeah.
I'm an idiot. I could watch it when I wake up.
Yeah.
But then I was like, but then the audience wouldn't get the thing of on the feed. And I thought also I would not have fun with John.
Mm-hmm.
For this.
Oh yeah, while John appears, by the way. Bling, bling.
Oh. Yeah.
Hi, John. Hello.
Hi, welcome
back.
I'm
making Patrick painfully aware of the difference in time zones through the magic of purely my voice.
Yeah.
The magic of purely your voice is what I like to hear.
If you've joined us for the last, I don't know, 5 years of this, you'll know that tired Patrick, best Patrick.
I mean,
best.
Okay, the Square Enix thing is
beginning.
Starting.
It's beginning, everybody. It's beginning. This better be an Avengers thing right off the bat. What do you think? Will it be?
I don't know. No, not right off the bat, but maybe. I mean, they're probably going to show some Final Fantasy VII remake thing.
Oh, actually excited about that world. No one can believe me, but Scott wants that game.
Well, I thought you hated everything that came from Japan.
No, I like a lot of Japanese things. I like Ni No Kuni. I liked...
including this start screen for Final Fantasy VII Remake.
Which seems to be frozen.
New game, continue, remake.
Oh.
Oh, they selected remake, you guys.
Oh my gosh, what does that even mean? What do you make of it?
A remake.
Oh, all right. Yeah, legit excited about this because I could never... I always wanted to play the old one all the way through. I never did because I hated things about it back in the Dizay. And now to play this in its like
There's
full...
things I hated about that sentence, Scott.
You know, there's things I hated about it as well, if I'm being honest. I didn't love that sentence.
So this is the intro that we've seen, right? Maybe we've only seen... Oh, this is the full...
It's Cloud intro? McCloud, right? Is that his name? Cloud McCloud?
Yeah. Absolutely, that is his name.
Yep, he's going to go save Anime Girl from the depths of the evils. I got my giant sword. I got my hairless armpits, and I got a logo. Let's go.
It looks pretty good.
It looks great.
You know,
I really do want to play it. Like, seriously do want to play it.
I've seen many times that I'm not a retro nostalgia guy.
Yeah.
But this still kind of hits me in the feels.
It touches you in your swimsuit place?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Oh, his sound is terrible.
He's speaking Japanese, no one cares. Oh. The translator will have a good sound.
Ooh, sweet V-neck.
I'm very happy to be able to introduce this long-beloved title once again. After 22 years, the familiar character
Evolve has returned,
while becoming more beautiful and captivating than ever before.
I don't really like that guy. He's at every conference. I mean, sometimes it's okay. If you don't realize at this stage of the night, I don't really like anything.
No, you're going to hate everything here except for only the purest of things you want to see.
Just Avengers injected directly into your blood.
Yep.
Yeah, that would be okay.
If you're not all green with your own shield, you're not going to be happy. I get it.
Put Thor inside Patrick and he's good to go.
Whoa.
Well, that could be interpreted in different ways.
I surely can.
I hadn't considered.
I'm interpreting it in a very specific way right now.
Okay. Meaning Thor cereals.
Tinnitus, yeah, exactly. Our Terminus in the chat makes a point. You're the voice of reason because we're going to be all hype train and you're going to be like coming from the depths of tiredness. And so you'll have the only objective eye here tonight.
I don't know if I would call that voice objective.
All right.
I could call it. Oh, shit. We didn't listen.
Oh, they said, hey, it's free. Get it free today on any console. It's become a solid standalone game in its own right. I heard the word potato.
Potato.
Oh, you know Japanese. We will not
disappoint your expectations. I kind of do this time of the night, I'm not sure.
Your reunion with the Final Fantasy VII you know is near.
Chat room says they said ship potatoes in Japanese. We present to you a completely new Final Fantasy and a perfect starting point to explore the world of Final Fantasy VII. That's what I want.
Please welcome Neil Pabon, Senior Manager, Product Marketing, Square Enix.
Pabon? That's a cool name. Are you serious?
Pabon could be understood as not good.
Oh, really?
Oh, Pabon. Okay, that doesn't. Introduce you and walk you through gameplay.
Thank you, Katase-san. Pro boner. All right, everyone. That jacket's badass.
It's a good jacket. Features a hybrid gameplay system quality. That merges real-time
action with strategic. He looks like a radical dude. For starters,
each press of I know some fans are sad about reason. Some fans are sad about the non-turn-based quality to this, but I am stoked about it. And I like turn-based games, but I would much rather have this sort of dynamic real-time thing going on in this game.
I mean, I'm glad they're doing something different. If you want the original game in its original form, you can go play that in one of the many, many remasters.
Yep, I agree. 100%. I want an action. Oh, this does look good, doesn't it?
Where time I mean, to a crawl, well, and you have the opportunity it looks to good, but it's not. Command menu. We'll see. I've had the pleasure of
seeing quite a bit of the game. So that's a cool way of sort of giving people turn-based is you have this slow time thing, and you make these
when
choices.
You fill your bar.
Yeah. And you're like, all right, we want to do an action, maybe a switch to
so then,
somebody, I don't know.
Right, so once you filled your bar, you can then do your ability. And that freezes everything. In tactical mode, you can choose to perform various abilities,
such as Cloud's Braver attack. All right, so you selected it, and oh, that's great. Using an item in battle will deplete an ATB charge, and if Cloud
has the right materia equipped, and enough... He said materia! You can use
ATB charges. Is that what it's called? Spells. Materia?
Of course, yeah, this being a remake,
that makes
we're
me
sure
want to fart blood.
Familiar faces.
With the use of his it's Jax! Barrett
is able to target enemies. Is it Barrett?
No,
I think
it
it's Barrett.
Hey guys, Jax is the you know how Terminators in all the other games? It's Jax is in this one. Switching
between characters.
Also known as Scott sees a black character and only knows one.
No, that's not true. I know lots of black characters. Some black characters are my best friends.
I guess he does have a mechanical arm, but
look how you swap between dudes. I am so in on this.
Really?
I really am because I have always loved what they're showing and the look and the space and the kind of weird steampunk future fantasy thing that this game always represented. Like that's nothing wrong with it. It was random battles and just grindy, and I hated the grind.
while taking the time. I have to say, I'm with Patrick. I'm amazed that you're getting excited about this.
Really? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, you guys are surprised me. What game? I played that game last year and loved it. That new fantasy or dragon.
Yep.
Quest
game. I love that.
Boy,
new
you sure
quest.
Showed us with that.
That's right. The game has been made so that you can choose how.
But
to
I
play.
Like.
I hope players get excited about this.
Yeah, I am excited, lady.
Well, that's a brief introduction to combat in Final Fantasy VII Remake, and we look forward.
Because I've always liked the world and the look of it. Always. That's never been a question.
For now.
Especially Jax. Look at him. Fresh off of Mortal Kombat 11.
You need to stop calling him Jax.
And he's only got one arm. But I don't know what the Mortal Kombat lore is. Eventually the other arm becomes a gun, right?
Yeah. Ermac rips it off.
Yeah.
What the hell? I see the characterization of that character is just as subtle as it was in the original. So this is a boss fight type thing?
Look at numbers, damage numbers. I'm legit excited. I'm surprised you guys are surprised.
Well, it just doesn't seem like your thing, Scott.
Yeah, what is it Scott always says? This Japanese thing looks dumb with this hair, and I hate
when they
Japan
do the stereotype. I don't like some of the stereotypes, like dirty little uncle with the stupid fuzzy animal and all the shit you usually get in your anime. But there's
okay,
lots.
Okay, well they're all in there. They just haven't shown them yet.
No, I know. I know there's some of that, but I can appreciate. Like this looks like fun. You know what this to me is? This is like Capcom doing what they're doing with their remakes. They're actually making the whole thing like feel new and not like I paid for it in the 90s.
Now, what if they announce a new feature where a large guy in a coat will chase you down hallways everywhere you go?
I want to sing Cloud gonna give it to you the whole time. Oh no! Okay. Get out, there's a scorpion at the thing. See, look, he's helping his buddy out while you're troubled. See, that's tactical. That's fun.
It is definitely a really interesting reimagining of it.
Focus on the anus. That's an anus. Get it. Get the anus. See? Always go for the scorpion anus. John, this is good advice for you. You live in Arizona. You get scorpions all the time. Get them in the anus.
Usually, Scott, when you get all dirty about these jokes... I mean, poo dirty, not...
No, I know what you mean.
Pee-pee dirty. it is not warranted, but in this case, I think he was going for the anus.
That's exactly what it looked for.
This is what I like about Tired Patrick. He's very methodical about his responses, and they're always really good. I love it. Never change. Oh, take cover? What? You can take cover? Get behind me. Stay right there, Jax, or you get hurt. Okay, go to the other side. Ah, this is great. Look at all those numbers, John.
Huh?
All the numbers popping up.
Yep.
It's like Diablo.
Looks like they
here.
Added the floating numbers mod from World of Warcraft.
I feel like this video has made me want to take another stab at playing the original Final Fantasy VII.
You're insane. This has made me want to forget it ever existed.
Well,
that's how much I'm excited. You know what? That's what's great about this. This is gonna do for gamers what they hoped, which is some people, crazy people, are gonna go, I'm gonna go back and play 7 for a while, the old one. And then
I'm gonna go play the game where they don't just chat through the entire combat encounter.
And then
that was getting a bit tiring.
The cool people will play this. Yeah, there is a lot of chatter going on between the two, isn't there?
There's a lot of chatter, and the combat is really long, but...
So it was before, and it was turn-based, though.
Hmm.
This is at least fun to watch.
Yeah, but turn-based, it's a lot less active involvement from you. You're not, like, constantly paying attention and clicking everywhere.
Yeah, but you can tell Jax to just work on his own and never switch to him if you don't want to.
I guess.
Well
Ooh,
done, young Cloud.
That's, you know, the special moves.
He hit him with the Killer Instinct logo.
Is there a big rare three bad 3D logo for Rare in there somewhere?
We already have the release date, by the way. It's March 3rd, 2020. Yep. I think March and April are going to be crazy months next year.
He just said, shit the bomb. Did you hear how he did that?
We've all been there, Barrett. We've all been there.
He prefers Jax.
No, he doesn't. Nobody prefers Jax, Scott. Now it's done.
I'm legit excited about that game.
You're excited about everything.
I'm not. That's not true. There's lots of stuff I've seen I don't want. I want that.
Okay. Final Fantasy VII Remake. Aw. Nomura. The man who got it done.
Please come out and stand on your designated speaking cue.
It is an absolute honor to have you here. Katase-san, how do you feel?
There's a pet peeve of mine.
What's that?
When people speak in not in Japanese and say, oh, Nomura-san, it feels silly and wrong.
Oh.
Just say Mr. Nomura. Nomura-san is, if you're speaking Japanese, you say, I don't know, it's like if I was speaking to you, Scott, in English, and I would say, and Monsieur Scott is really a nice person.
Oh.
Like, why do you...
That's interesting. So what? How do the Japanese like it? Like, that would be the thing you'd want to do. How do they want it?
I think they don't. You know, they don't mind because it's silly foreigners who say it anyway. So they're like, yeah, they don't.
Is it true that the Japanese are really big on the idea of the whole Middle Kingdom thing and they only tolerate us because we come and spend money there, but if they had their way, it would just be them and everyone else would go away?
Well, Middle Kingdom is China.
Oh,
but,
oh, see, it shows what I know. I don't know what's happening.
It's, well, I mean, there's a lot of... So first foremost, there is some racism and there's a lot of very Japanese specificity, I'm going to say it like that.
Yeah.
We've taken and a look at gameplay right now, and they we've don't really you, expect foreigners to understand what Japan and Japanese culture and interactions are about.
Right.
With some... reason.
Right.
Anyway, that's
someone on their phone.
Oh, yeah, that's great. Look at her texting.
Another cultural question, Patrick. Is it true that someone stole the bottom third of his pants?
He is the director of Final Fantasy VII Remake, so he can do whatever the hell he wants.
See, he did it. Patrick did it again.
That checks out. We actually
have playable demo kiosks available at the Square.
You were probably the best PR guy they had in BlizzCon because you would come over tired, and your answers were just amazing. Long, well thought out, perfectly punctuated. I bet you were a rock star.
I'm not sure people at Blizzard would agree.
Okay. I'm going to ask some that would know.
Maybe they would.
I'm going to ask Guy what he thinks.
Oh, he would definitely not agree.
Yeah.
No, that was a joke. You were supposed to be like,
oh, I mean, oh Guy. He would never agree. What's the American guy doing? He's all off-center, too. Get on your cube, dude. Today we have a longer version.
Okay. That is a lot of Final Fantasy VII Remake for 4 in the morning.
Well,
that's too much. Too much this early in the morning.
Oh, I remember this girl. She finds like a frog or something out there. She's got the ears.
What?
Isn't there some kind of frog, magic frog or something?
Nothing you just said.
Well, she does have ears. She does have ears.
Yeah, but they're like little bat, like little elf ears, right?
Yeah, but not what Scott meant. He didn't mean she just had ears. He thought she had special ears.
Yeah, they're special
ears.
Oh,
like Japanese elf ears?
Kinda.
No, like Dobby ears.
Dobby ears, yeah. Like
she does not have Dobby ears.
All right, then
she has
Cloud.
A bow in her hair, Scott. That was a bow.
here's my memory of everything. That guy, he's in charge of the Terrans and wants the Zerg killed. He'll do anything to make it happen. Oh, there's glowing ball Sheila. She's always there for a glowing ball time. I don't remember any of this thing. I really don't. I don't remember a damn thing.
We noticed, Scott.
Hey, we just fought that guy. Don't fight him again.
Y'all gotta look at the bigger picture here. Nothing worth fighting for was ever won without sacrifice.
That's great.
Oh my god. The acting sounds really terrible.
Yeah, but isn't it the original stuff? They didn't redo that.
There was no voice acting in the original.
It didn't have any?
No, Scott. It came out in 1922. There was no acting.
But
Tifa.
Don't you prefer cheeseball Japanese acting? I do. I kind of want it to be bad.
Oh, Cloud is drinking alcohol drinks.
He's hoping to make it.
It could be orange juice.
Or at the very least, a strong lemonade.
It's eggs and chips.
It's my favorite.
Eggs and chips?
Yeah.
Ugh. Don't worry, Jax is here. Oh shit. It's the Matrix. Yeah, so what I'm most interested in, I actually want cheesy, crappy dialogue, and I want this amazing combat. This combat is so good looking. Oh, it's the Battletoads. John, they're back.
Finally.
Yep.
And in Final Fantasy, where they've always belonged.
Will he romance Ares or Tifa? Or both?
Could be.
Cloud can do whatever he wanted, but Tifa was always the better of the two.
She's a fighter. She's not that, passive Japanese princess type girl.
Well, I know.
Look.
This is bad part. Oh, his hair's not bad in this. Remember that weird V part he used to have? You have to win. You bastard! Oh, part him right in the part. Okay, he has the part. I take it back.
You just said part more times than two sentences one person's allowed.
I liked the part where he tried to part his part.
Yeah, March 3rd. This is... Oh, it's funny because it becomes 03032020. They should have released it. Someone is going to use the February 2nd, 2020 as a marketing tool for a date.
Yeah, that's a good date to do. Oh, that's cool.
First class edition.
Oh, that's the secret ingredient to... I want that. I want that bike. No, I don't really actually want that. I don't want that. I have too much crap.
Was that a Japanese accent you made?
Yeah, when the guy goes, secret ingredient to... When he's eating the apple, or no, the pepper in that King of the Cookers show, whatever it was called. King of the Cooking.
Just the son I wanted to see. Okay.
What's this? Oh.
It's, I know what happened with you guys. Life is Strange 2, isn't it?
How do you feel?
With us, misfits.
Come on! Gotcha!
Our latest emotional journey.
Oh my god, this is so exciting.
Huh? Who's that?
Oh my gosh.
I love the setting. It's streamers. So beautiful, man.
Streamers. The wiliest of all
streamers.
Yeah. You never know when they're going to crop up. Here we see the streamers in their natural habitat.
I want to see what his power can do.
Come on, Daniel. You got this.
Starting to be able to control his powers.
Also, this is the kid from the last game.
From Captain Spirit.
Yeah, also, who wears headphones over their hoodie? Stop that.
Streamers.
They need to stop doing that.
Oh my god.
I miss Dad. I'm so sorry, Daniel.
Charming. Oh.
I'm really glad I got to meet you.
It's the same for me.
Ah, bro hug. What a nice dude, man.
He is a nice dude, man.
It's the puppy!
The puppy!
We got a puppy!
I liked the Life is Strange series. That whole thing, I played the whole thing.
Yeah. I only played the first game. It was really good.
Yeah, I just... And it's not that I didn't want to play the next thing. I just didn't. I should catch up and play it.
Oh, this is going to be the cliffhanger.
That's so sad!
God damn it.
Stop, Daniel. I said...
Oh, come on.
That was so intense.
It's my power, not yours.
What the... No, that's the ending, isn't it?
Stop spoiling everything.
Yeah, you don't have to play it now. We've shown you all the story beats from this one.
That's all there is for the sushi part? Really? Okay. Yeah, but you guys have a ton. Oh, okay. Sorry, I'm back.
Are you arguing with your wife about
No, it's my daughter.
Sushi?
They brought me sushi, but it's not very much. I'm not going to complain.
You're like, give me more of your sushi. You have enough, daughter. I require more calories.
Crystals keep the deadly miasma in check.
Is this
the crystals power
Crystal Chronicles?
Oh, is this... Oh.
Really?
Yeah, they're bringing it back. Remember this game where everybody had to get their Game Boy Advance out and everybody had to hook it up to their GameCube?
Yeah, I do remember
that. And
then
one person had the shitty job of carrying the little bubble around.
Mm-hmm.
While everybody else had fun. It was like, well, you gotta be the one to carry the bubble.
Yeah, that was a weird
choice.
Same,
but without carrying the bubble.
Is it on the phone? John, I hope it's on the phone for your sake.
It looks like it's on the phone.
Oh, perfect. No, that's John's. That's his preferred platform. This is good.
Hey, it's finally on the platform it maybe always belonged on.
I may try this one. Because someone told me I'd like it. It's on, it's on Steam.
I am pretty sure you will hate it.
Really?
Yeah, well, I am sure. Pretty sure.
Yeah, this isn't really my thing.
Actually, maybe you won't.
I like the look of it.
That's what I said when Scott kept asking about Dragon's Quest, but you liked that, right?
I do like Dragon's Quest a lot.
It's Dragon Quest.
Sorry, Dragon Quest, not dragons.
Oh, there were more dragons than mine.
That was a mistake.
Why are they doing a push on Octopath Traveler?
Because they own it. It's on Steam now.
They need to buy time before they show Avengers.
Now on Steam.
Before they show the second one? Oh, because it's on Steam. Okay. So they're doing all the Japanese things first, and then they're going to go all the American, Western things.
What if your Avengers thing doesn't happen? You're going to be, how pissed would you be?
I would be internet level pissed.
Whoa.
Because they actually teased it, and there's a giant banner in Los Angeles saying, we will reveal our Avengers game at this press conference.
You know, that's a lot of evidence they might talk about in Avengers game.
What's the last remnant?
How many remasters?
Is that a thing someone should know? Oh, wow. This is a loud crowd. I don't like them. They're just all yelling. I mean, it's okay to clap and scream when things are cool, but when they're just trying to talk, they're all going...
I'm just picturing you at a concert.
Oh, I hate concerts for that very reason.
A loud group of people. I don't like it.
Especially those folks on the stage there. Ah, Dragon Quest Builders.
Didn't people like that?
I heard it was good.
Yeah, I played the first one a little bit. It's essentially Minecraft with a story. It's not bad.
Oh my gosh. A young apprentice builder. Who can you farm? I'm in.
washed up on the deserted shore. Why do you complain nonstop about Dragon Ball Z's art style and then see this and say nothing?
Oh no, it's very. I was just thinking Goku thoughts right then when you said that.
All right.
But they showed.
I think it's become like a Pavlovian reflex at this point for Scott.
But they showed farming, John. I like to farm.
That's true. True potential as a master builder.
Yay! I'm a master builder. Limited building combinations. You will have to master new crafting skills. I don't know. This is too Minecraft for me. Never mind. Even more to create. Kind of sick of Minecraft. I got a car. Much bigger.
Build huge structures in a larger world with more variety and options than ever before. And with a little help from the eager islanders. The world is humongous, and you'll need your wits.
The narration is so Japanese style. I'm sure it was translated one to one. Dive into the watery
depths to discover hidden treasures. He was almost out of air. I bet he was going to die right then.
Oh, Zelda type things.
But beware. Monsters roam this land and will need to be dispatched with cunning composure.
Luckily, cunning composure is the enigmatic Malroth,
an aggressive amnesiac with a... They're very Dragon Ball Z looking.
Use powerful attacks. Well, it is the same artist originally.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Well, that would explain it. Work together
with your villagers. And the guy who did the art for Chrono Trigger. Another amazing game.
Be sure your favorite game, right? The way you build your fields to support the kind of crops you'll grow. You saying that before? Harvest anything. Oh, harvesting. Look at that.
Scott is back.
I
As
love
Bo
that
would
stuff.
Say, he harvested a JPEG.
Literally, that was a flat 2D image he just harvested. And team up online to build anything you can imagine. Let your creativity run wild. Oh, Patrick, they're going to lose you on this one, aren't they?
It is possible. The only limit is your imagination. So, call on so your we're half an hour in. I hope it's going to be only an hour. Scott, what do you think? Do you think it's going to be an hour?
I bet it's an hour and a little change.
Okay. And they're going to keep Avengers for the end.
And they don't have to exit the building as quickly or do anything special because there's no Sony tonight.
He's excited because he doesn't have to keep talking anymore.
Oh, it's coming very soon.
Yeah, too much Minecraft.
Well, there's a demo in a few days.
Not enough farming. This is that game.
Yeah,
the one I like.
One you
were talking about.
I do like this game. I need Dragon to get back Quest. In and finish it. I really like it. My least favorite thing is the kind of Dragon Ball Z faces, but other than that, it's fine.
Oh, so you can switch between the 2D and 3D styles.
Oh, really?
And with full orchestra. That is really good.
I mean, admittedly, I am extremely biased to the other side, but I don't know how you can hate this art style.
Well, I like the style of the art. I don't like their eyeballs. That's it.
That's the only thing.
That's it.
Listen, I'm not a racist. I just don't like people who have a different skin color.
Oh, yeah, that's a comparison I'll make.
No. I've decided to be to make sense tonight.
We really ate a seed on that argument right there.
Okay, so I'll change it. Listen, I love pasta. I just hate everything pasta is made with.
I just hate saying
that
pasta
doesn't work
instead
either.
Of pasta. Instead of pasta. You know what this pasta is you're eating. Okay, a game was released in 2016. Oh, okay. Right.
Did we get a release date for Dragon Quest XI S?
The 27th of July, I thought? Maybe June? Okay. It's soon.
I'm not gonna buy it again.
Oh, I'm sorry, I was thinking the other game. No, I don't remember.
Okay.
What is this?
I was still on Builders. There's a lot of stuff. Hey, Fear Effect, remember when they sold a game based on ladies kissing?
Oh, that's right, they're lesbian kisses. Look, I'm open, John.
I'm all for all kinds of kisses.
Yeah. I do not discriminate. Coming in 2020. That's an actual car or something.
Alberto and Carlos Mastretta.
What the hell's happening?
We're a family of motorsport fans from Mexico, and we're the founders of Original Fire.
You're watching this on VHS, you just don't know it.
We have seen a fascinating evolution in racing games. And nowadays, you can drive almost any type of car on amazing recreations of the best tracks in the world.
However, we believe it's time to try something different. We want to do this by reviving a style that pioneered racing games.
I love
games
hearing about
Mexico.
Our game developers in Mexico.
Oh, no.
Oh, we lost sound.
Oh, okay, so it freaked out for everybody. So, styles and eras
of motorsport. We are delighted to share this moment with you
and show a sneak preview of our game, which Square Enix Collective will publish in 2020.
Join us for the ride and see you again soon.
Okay, that's always fun. The little,
I
little
love
cars.
Yeah,
racing.
Same. I feel that way about tiny cars.
Like.
When they drift,
hot rods.
I love drifting. Yeah. Drifting's great in that mode. Looks kind of fun. Oh, war as hell.
This is the indie game section. The core of classic competitive first-person shooters. You'll need to quickly coordinate strategies with your team on the fly. This looks like a tight shooter game. If you hope to beat out the competition. There are multiple game modes that I will be destroyed at repeatedly if I ever played.
Capture the flag or team
deathmatch. This looks like a game where you need to be good. So it's probably not for me.
Its competitive toolset is fully integrated into the game. Let's face it.
Competitive matchmaking. I guess you something
have to,
that makes
accept the
face.
Truth you maybe didn't want to.
So the truth that I have, you know, I've accepted the fact that I'm not good at FPSs.
We did it, Overwatch.
No.
You're okay at Overwatch.
I'm not the worst. That's... I'm not great.
Yeah, I think you're pretty good on there.
Thank you.
Well, I can tell I'm into this game because I've really just been mostly watching Scotty Chicken.
It's Rift!
It is...
Oh, Rift. Sorry.
It is surprisingly satisfying to... watch these headshots.
I feel like
there's
a million of these, though.
I mean, mostly, I agree, but there's something comforting about watching another person eat ribs and go, oh, it's hard for everybody. It's not just me.
Battalion 1944.
Eastern Front.
Okay. People just living their life.
Yeah, I'm playing a mobile game about music. Oh no. I'm listening to Final Fantasy orchestral music.
If this is how this actually worked, I'd be pissed if I were them.
It's been for 3 days.
Why is this a thing you do a whole spot for?
Because you get money when people listen to it.
Okay.
All right, well, there you go. Go listen to Final Fantasy music.
Some people are very excited about
it. I am, actually. I am being jaded for no reason, because I'm actually happy about that.
Because this is the 15th conference we're watching, and we're getting tired.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Oh, are they selling jackets?
No, they're selling bad hair.
What if they were selling jackets?
Well, I'd buy
I
that
believe
jacket.
They might be selling jackets.
But I wouldn't buy that hair. Oh, that looks so stupid. That's what I hate. You want to know what I hate? There it is. That face, that hair.
You hate hair.
No, somebody somewhere went, oh, you know what would be cool? This. And they showed, they did that. And everybody was like, yeah, dude. And that's where we part ways.
So I think a lot of the reason why they have these weird looking colorful hair is that Japanese people, Asian in general, but Japanese especially, have incredibly uniform hair color and shape. And so it's a way of differentiating.
And I don't mind that. I don't mind the color. It's this shape.
Kingdom Hearts 3 Remind.
What the hell's that mean?
I don't know.
It's an expansion type thing?
That just came out.
Something about hearts.
Please welcome Naoki Yoshida, producer and director, Final Fantasy XIV Online.
That place is one punch away from a freaking massacre in there. Everyone's
I just like the way that some people are sitting, but some people are standing, like the kids in the Ninja Turtles movie when they went to that like weird Foot Clan arcade and everybody was just standing around watching.
That's a deep cut, dude.
Hi, guys. My name is Naoki Yoshida, producer and director of Final Fantasy XIV.
I've been playing a lot of that game.
I thought there was a lot of cheering at Bethesda, and there was, but this is beating it.
Oh yeah, they're all just gonna break into an orgy later. Like this is a lot of excitement.
Final Fantasy 14's third expansion pack, which is
cameras will turn off, lights will go down, everyone's gonna have sex.
Well, I wouldn't go that far.
You know, I'm happy that we took this time to explain what an orgy was to everybody.
And I love that they still have online in the title of Final Fantasy 14.
Yeah, you know, just in case people forgot what an MMO is and how it works.
It's been 6 years so since I'm kind of hoping of a Realm Reborn in 2013. And over the years, we have surpassed
the thing is going to be an hour total, which would mean
plus, we've reached the highest number
it
of
needs to end
in, history,
in less than 20 minutes.
Before the launch of
I have a feeling that's
this
not going
to
happen.
Thanks to our players, our warriors of light.
Do we have a lot of Western games to show at Square Enix? My brain isn't working.
I think just Avengers, because like there's no...
it's only Avengers.
Yeah. I don't have a lot in the pipe. I don't think they've got any new Hitman or...
As more than a simple expansion pack.
Hitman.
But as a new
Hitman?
Game filled with...
I guess they don't even own Hitman anymore, right? That went to the developers?
Yeah, that's gone.
Yeah, it went to IO.
And they don't have a new Tomb Raider. And there's no... what's the one where the... Oh, Deus Ex game. There's no none of that been rumored, so...
Scott, if I told you one of the primary features of this Final Fantasy expansion is you get to play as a bunny person, how does that strike you?
How does that land on me?
Yeah.
It makes me not any more of a hurry to play Final Fantasy 14.
Nope, didn't win you over with that one?
Nope, don't like bunny races. I have trouble with gnomes and freaking goblins. Can't do bunny races.
But this is like a tall bunny.
And are they like, can I get a booby female bunny?
Yeah, it's like a person but with bunny ears.
Yeah, F that. Not into it.
When Final Fantasy VII Remake comes out.
It's silly. His t-shirt is terrifying.
We are pleased to bring a world premiere of the launch trailer for Shadowbringers releasing on July the 2nd.
Alright.
Please take a look.
Well, if it ain't the oldest
joke in the book. And when, pray tell, did we last have a dark night? Over 100 bleeding years ago. That's where.
This guy's my favorite. Whoever's talking right now, it's my favorite.
Square Enix has one of my favorite logos in video games, and I'm going to give him that real quick. I think it's cool. Are you going to space in this next expansion or what?
I don't know, I'm not that far. I'm still in the base game. I got on a chocobo. That was exciting. It played the chocobo music when it ran.
So endgame is float into space. That sounds great.
An MMO expansion is such a hard sell on anyone who isn't playing it. Like, even more than... Oh, especially when it bugs out.
Yeah, that's
that. Broke everything.
I hope the Avengers thing doesn't bug out. Even more than like a game that has new content, DLC, or a game as a service that is, I don't know, maybe it's especially Final Fantasy 14.
That game's beautiful though. Give it that.
Well, I mean, notice the how much they're pushing the contrast and
oh yeah, the filter's weird, but the,
it's not ugly.
Look at that guy.
Whoa, Uncle Joe. My Uncle Joe looks like that. But they must be fed with ether. With beef? Ether. Oh, ether. He said with beef. They must be fed with beef.
Living beef.
Maybe it's some maybe call it's them beefer.
Cows. Not me. I have to think of them as living beef.
Slaughter the beef! This world's beyond safe. Make me a burger. Like
those who are
living beef sandwich.
Oh, that was a bunny person.
The contrast of it too much.
You think so? I don't know. This is kind of a neat look.
I could do that. I don't want to.
And see.
I'm glad it's successful. There are more good games in the MMO market makes me happy, so...
It's legitimately pretty cool at times, and I've heard I'm in the content that isn't that great, and I still think it's pretty cool.
Everything we gave. Bunny people.
What was it for?
Seriously, I get a little blood. I think I'm bleeding from my anus now that I saw the bunny person.
If we played this game together, Scott, I would play as a bunny person, and I would put myself in the fanciest clothes, and I would just talk snooty all the time.
This is a giant shock hearing that that's what you'd do.
Oh, you want to go on an adventure with me, I suppose.
I want you to do that voice for reading the articles I'm reading all the time.
Oh, can the bunnies only be girls? Well, John's not.
No,
John
there was a man bunny.
Was there a man bunny?
Yeah.
Oh, they were all cheering. Was he a famous character or something?
I don't know. I don't know him yet. He's probably important.
I mean, right now, isn't that game WoW's chief, like, dollar for dollar competitor at the moment?
I'd say it's probably ESO.
They're both doing pretty good.
I don't know. In Asia, Final Fantasy is probably more popular. Oh, it's not over. It's the trailer that never ends.
I wonder if he knows he's got something stuck on his head.
Hideo Kojima directed our video. There are 8 endings.
That like guy. The guy didn't finish his exclamation. He just yelled, "Holy!"
Yep. Someone just asked him, when you were playing WoW, what did you play? What, you were a priest? What kind? Holy! That's all I can say.
Oh, there we go. Western stuff. Techland is
like Nash Maggard.
Dead Island, isn't it?
Dead Island and are they dead
parkour
by
zombie?
Dead, daylight, dead by daylight or whatever it is. Daylight people.
Parkour zombie, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is that daylight
thing.
Yeah,
well, there you go. Why can't I remember the name of the game?
Dying
Light 2.
Yes, thank you.
There it is. If they get rid of the night mechanic.
That guy hates wood.
If you would.
I'll admit something. Dying Light is a much better title for a game than Parkour Zombie.
Is that... This isn't called Parkour Zombie, is it?
No, it's called Dying Light,
oh.
Which is a better title.
You're right, it is. I just... All right, I see where you're coming from. Oh, jeez. This is Sparta. I like that first game a lot, so maybe 2 would be cool, too. I don't know.
It's spring 2020 again. It feels like the entire industry is releasing games before we get, like, the big onslaught of new console news.
Yeah.
The spring is going to be very expensive.
The frick is that?
Romancing Saga. It's a very well-known series.
How come it never came here before? Too weird.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Bunch of hoppy people. Look at them hop.
Is that the third one?
Your choices matter. Is that you just telling me that, or
to say? Yeah.
Yeah. that's where.
Well, nice. They just stick in some little positive platitudes there.
Hey,
you can do anything.
You're great.
Put your mind to it. You can do it.
You are the master of your own destiny.
Don't let anyone tell you different.
You don't have to go with the popular crowd.
Yep. Be a crematist.
I was in high school, but I mellowed out.
World-renowned crematist John Jagger.
Crematist?
I don't know. It was the name of the lady. It said crematist or something.
Oh. Right.
I'm sure I got it right. I'm sure that name is not wrong.
Oh, that's a lot of arrows.
Everybody, get a bow out.
So, Wayne, is this implying you can switch back and forth to the graphics and stuff, or no? Saga Scarlet Grace?
Ambitions.
Man, the names of these games, dude. I understand translation's weird, but...
Oh, they're not even translations, I think.
They were filming of the screen.
That was weird.
Yes.
Final Fantasy Brave Exvius.
Exvius?
Fans the world over, has surpassed.
I had a Brave Exvius, and Doctor was able to help me.
Now, I was going to say, isn't that Finnish Patrick for vagina or something? What is an Exvius?
The universe. The world still wonders.
Of the visions, Final Fantasy Brave Exvius.
I think every other game they're showing is a Final Fantasy game.
They need to stop saying Brave Exvius.
I
just
that.
Feel like the English language is going to break if it's said too many times.
Again with the narration.
These names remind me, and these names and worlds... This is going to be sacrilegious to somebody, but they remind me of mobile games. Like
War
of the Visions.
Mobile game.
Freaking, check it out. There's a land of whatever, and they've been did real good for a while, and then an ancient evil rose up, and like they're all the same.
This is a mobile game.
Oh.
Twin Princes. I like that song. You remember that?
The Twin Princes?
Yeah, there's a song about it, I think.
Oops, she has that part I hate. See if we can get some more of that.
Million things I wanted to say about that, Scott. I'll just let you off the hook and leave it at that.
So she had good bangs. She also had giant breasts.
You're getting me hungry with all your eating.
Sorry, I gotta quit eating on this mic.
No, it's fine. It's only fair. I did it earlier. A religious city-state
with believers coming to the religious sanctum, Terminator. To be the T-1000.
If you pre-order now, Terminator, religious crystal sanctum. The curtain drawn on a struggle in which the fate of
nations... If they show... if they the next game is Avengers and they have a 5 minutes demo, that could be a 1 hour showcase.
It could be in development. Okay, now what? Ooh, my Cheeto looks like a
Brave Exvius.
My Cheeto looks like a Brave Exvius. That's exactly right. Oh, what's this? Can?
I like people who can fly. It's
Oh, that's Jimmy John's new thing. Skippy D. What's his name? Skippy Doo.
It's not.
Oh, it's not.
No, it's not.
Who is it?
You're confusing the name of the company and the concept of the game.
Sure what to take from this yet.
That these are some shooty folk and they're feeling a mood and they're gonna shoot.
They're gonna shoot giants. Three player co-op, Terminators. Ooh, geez, look at that. That's cool.
Yeah. It's a glowing Brave Exvius right there.
Outriders. Let's do Outsiders. It's taken? Okay. Outriders. Wait. Oh.
I always get confused when trailers show a thing, I don't understand it, and then they come back from the title to show a little bit more, like it's a big reveal, but I didn't understand the first part.
Agreed.
Yeah,
so I'm even more confused about the second.
Yeah.
I think people are going to be confused about what you're saying, but I get it. And... it makes sense.
In your
state, we're all here for the Avengers, so I'll use that comparison. It's like knowing nothing about Marvel, watching a Marvel movie, and then watching people freak out about the credit scene. I'm Sebastian Wojciechowski, studio head. Which I don't know what it's like, because I always got the studio behind
Bulletstorm and Gears of War. I think that makes sense.
Yeah, any Bulletstorm fans? It has? All right.
All right. Let me tell you. Okay, everybody.
I also like Bulletstorm.
It's Hank from freaking Barry, dude. Hey, you like our games in the house?
I'd like to thank the team at People Can Fly. You guys are amazing, and I know that some of you are watching.
Right,
Scott, what did I say yesterday about making?
Sorry, I know. I'm sorry.
It's the painkiller people.
Yeah, the painkiller people.
Thank you. Thank you. And of course, Square Enix.
Painkiller was great back in the day.
Barry, I love it. I'm liking your gun shooting, Barry.
You know, over the past few years, People Can Fly has grown to over 200 developers and 4 studios.
I can't not hear it now, Scott. Gosh, dang it.
Listen to him, he's got the accent.
To bring you what is our most ambitious shooter to date.
It's totally him. If you close
your
eyes,
you're right. World's best killer, Barry.
To present more. Vision,
who
like
are you referencing?
Guy and Barry. If you haven't seen Barry on HBO yet, you need to do yourself a favor and watch that show.
So thanks a lot.
Okay.
More on Outriders.
He might be my favorite character on TV right now. Hank, not Barry. I like Barry, but Hank is great. Maybe it's Outriders.
Maybe it's Outriders.
Outriders.
It's our passion, and it's what we do.
That's right. Barry, come
Outriders
to my office.
Draws on all our experience from all our previous titles. It's a game we wanted to make for a very long time. We describe Outriders as a dark, modern shooter built with traditional values. By that, I mean we are creating an experience with a strong story that you can enjoy with your friends or on your own.
Good.
We want to tell a complete story.
I don't like playing with people.
We are confident.
That's not true at all, Scott.
I like playing with my friends, but... Well, those guns are cool, dude.
They look like they're made out of wood. I want a cool wooden gun.
We want to spend many hours in. It's a game we've had in our heads ever since People Can Fly left Epic Games.
There's that opening door again.
One, two, or three player, drop in, drop out, co-op shooter. In our game, you create your own Outrider and journey across the
three players, really popular at this E3 for multiplayer numbers.
Yeah,
it's come up a lot.
It's a pretty dark game.
You think it's the right spot?
Is it?
Yeah.
I mean, we play, John and I play games on Wednesdays with a total of five of us, and it's perfect for Heroes of the Storm, but just about everything else doesn't work. It's like,
I am sorry that People Can Fly is not accommodating your specific number of players.
Don't
You're
they
right,
know
Scott.
The
I'm
exact
sorry,
number in our
work.
Gaming group? Why can't they accommodate us?
Yeah,
I don't
come
understand.
On. Let me get it to three. What happened to 40-man raids in Warcraft? Snowflakes!
Exactly.
The green Mystios of...
Reincarnation,
oh my lord,
is the foundation of our way of
life. Gee, I wonder if this
so
is
you're
a
getting,
weird Japanese
you're getting
RPG.
There. You're getting where I am.
And offer up prayers.
Here's a new land that we will now explain in 4 seconds. Grief of death, you'll try to care about it, but you probably won't.
And causes the dead to stray.
The anime girl will have bad hair.
There is no greater it causes the dentist chair.
Oh my gosh.
Bless.
Yeah, I heard it causes the dentist chair.
As we send off the dead.
I heard dentistry. You
hey,
are
Nash
young
Maggard.
Animated protagonist.
You see Nash Maggard there with the one eye that was glowing? Salvation.
I did.
That was cool.
He's been in a lot of games now. That guy gets around.
Yeah.
Pretty soon he's going to be referencing himself.
Or what he learned in the place he came from.
The Watchers sever the bonds that tie the lost to this world.
That's what he actually looked like before he was all junky. A very overly attractive anime boy.
That sounds right. Navigate the emotions of the living. Well, if they're making a little Diablo game, that's fine.
They prize life above all else.
They prize life above all else, so they're destroying all this life. That's fantastic.
Life is important to me! Die!
Life!
Shoot my love of life into you!
See, look at Nash Maggard.
Yeah? Came and asked for an egg.
Yep.
And disappeared.
A green egg. Oni Kaki?
Nope.
Oni Kaki.
Oh, try again.
Oni... that was dangerously close to some trouble. All right, this purple one's got to be Avengers, Patrick. This is it.
I don't know. I hear birds. Nothing about birds says Avengers.
Well, the birds.
Oh, to the fans who've been waiting.
Come back. Yeah, no, that's not Avengers.
What is it? Jeez. All right.
Everyone wanted
here?
The remake. Okay. Well, not everyone. Some people.
Now we're talking about a Final Fantasy. We got the girl that likes trains. You got a cowboy. You got a guy who's a dick to everybody he meets.
Is this six?
It's eight.
Sorry, eight.
Six is a Super Nintendo game. If you go Japanese, it was called three. In
so is this a PS1 or PS2? I can't tell.
This is PS2.
No, this is PlayStation.
Right? No, maybe not.
Yeah, this was the game I got with my PlayStation, which is probably really the only reason I like it better than 7.
But... Ooh, that is some ugly CG, though. Woo! I'm the Western type.
Don't worry, I'm still a pretty anime guy.
That's right. It's high noon. Get this camera off of me. Let's see the remastered part.
I think that was. Oh. It didn't look that nice back then.
Yeah. These people are still standing.
So I guess every Final Fantasy.
Here you go. This is it. This is it. Look.
Shh, Scott, shut up.
Yeah, shut up, Patrick.
Stop. Stop talking. Shh. Scott.
I'm not talking.
Stop it. Hulk out. Oh, is this game footage?
Appears to be. It looks good, but I can't tell who you're be. Can you guess you can be anybody or all of them? That looks good. It's Skeletor! I'll get you, you boobs. Some of it's gameplay footage? I can't tell.
It looks like in engine.
Yeah.
Cap! What the hell?
Now he's Captain Russia!
Startling conclusion to those events. Call them murderers.
Do the Avengers pose a danger to society? That was the question, Bruce. That was the question.
But that's not how this story ends.
Is it a single player game?
I don't know. It's an awful lot of character. Can they not use the music from the movies? I guess not. Or even the logo.
Yeah.
What are we waiting for?
That's that stinger thing again. Where it's a teaser and then a little tiny teaser at the end.
Please welcome Sean Eskai, Creative Director, Crystal Dynamics, and Bill Roseman, Vice President and Creative Director, Marvel Games.
Well, hopefully nobody wanted to play as Captain America.
He will come back at some point. I'm guessing.
Goreth says pretty underwhelming. I mean, it's like, you know, moving JPEGs around. Oh, that T-shirt is awesome.
Yeah. Thank you, everyone. We are incredibly excited to reveal Marvel's Avengers to the world.
But first, we will swap places magically.
A few years ago, the Crystal Dynamics and Marvel began collaborating on an original Avengers game. One that combined epic action adventure with cinematic storytelling. A game where we as players can experience in both single player and co-op what it's like to be Earth's mightiest heroes.
Do I have any true believers in the
and house? Co-op.
Because
don't do that, Bill.
You recognize your favorite superheroes and villains, but you'll also see that
that's a cubicle.
That's the fourth one.
That's a cubicle you want to get out of. That's Iron Man over there. Oh, you mean next to it? That's
yeah.
Oh.
Our story begins at 8A, a
Doctor Strange, like the
Captain America, Thor, Hulk, Black Widow.
Black Widow.
I guess it is Black Widow. I didn't realize she had like a experimental energy source time thing.
However, the well, it's like the butt of Black Widow is like a little hourglass technology of the spider.
What?
Yeah, look at the butt of a Black Widow.
The Avengers are outlawed, and our heroes
disband. 5 years later, a horrific evil threatens the world, and our only hope is to reassemble Earth's mightiest heroes. You'll play as your favorite Avengers in an all-new original story showcasing
Spider-Man?
Authentic Marvel heroism and humanity. It's
I put it in Discord.
What matters to you most and fighting to get it back.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it's not exactly like that, but it's close.
All right, and it's not the butt, it's the back.
It's the vagina. Oh, that's the back? Oh, you're right. Oh, this crowd needs to stop.
Most importantly, this is a story about self-acceptance in the face of adversity. About embracing our individual
and dealing
powers,
with no Hawkeye in the game, apparently.
That together, we are mighty.
There's no room on the shirt, John.
And they have to keep some surprises.
As the legendary super soldier, Captain America.
Oh, so you do play. Oh, but no, but then he's he dies.
As the Asgardian god of thunder. We don't know.
Spoilers, he's back.
They're introducing the Avengers.
The anger of scientist Bruce Banner by unleashing the Hulk.
Stop doing that, dude. Don't.
It's too early in the morning for that.
Ultimate tactical spy, Black Widow. And finally, you'll blast through the sky as a charismatic Tony Stark. Known to the wider world as the Armored Iron Man.
Someone's clapping too close to their mic.
Story to life, we've assembled
I heard another,
cast.
But not Hawkeye.
I'll let them introduce themselves.
Did someone say, but not Hawkeye? In the audience?
Yeah, someone yelled it.
Oh, that's great.
Avengers assemble. Who are you people again?
Oh, hey, it's...
Hi, I'm Troy Baker, and I play Bruce Banner.
Hi, I'm Jeff Shine.
Oh, they have Troy Baker and...
Hi, I'm Travis Willingham, and I play Thor.
Hi, I'm Laura Bailey, and I'm playing Black Widow.
Wow, this is...
Tony Stark.
They have everyone.
Yeah, those are big names.
Yeah, it's pretty. It's a pretty good crew right there.
So we'd like to have you play Tony Stark, Iron Man. Yeah, yes. You know, everybody always portrays him as this super confident character, and I think it's a mask for him. I think he's one of the most vulnerable guys.
I think Bruce is just such a cool character.
Troy Baker's
a lot
hat
are really quick
is on
to
point
bring
here today.
Green, but I think that Bruce is a super complex character. He's fun, and I've never played him before.
What is very relatable about Natasha is she's extremely capable, but she's at the core, she's human. She's surrounded by all of this larger-than-life stuff, and she has to step up to it.
So we're getting no indication that this is a game-as-a-service thing, right?
No, it seems just like a game, but I don't even know if it's multiplayer or single-player at this point.
They mentioned you can play single or co-op.
Okay.
Feel like he necessarily wants to be a leader. He accepts.
I mean, if every one of these heroes is has all their complex moves and abilities and everything, and you're playing it
having an original story to tell as well
in co-op, that's exciting.
Dynamics is great. So
yeah.
I think everybody's gonna be pretty stoked.
The Avengers. I like that Travis went the extra mile and wore his character on his shirt.
Yeah.
Do not shake.
I played Modern Warfare 2 with him one night. To play the
game, but right now, oh, yeah.
With Liam, him, and Hokkaido. We played two-on-two Warhammer. This is back before Troy Baker blew up. And he did.
Do the Avengers pose a danger to society?
I can't think of his name.
That was the question, Bruce. That was the question.
Did you even check the science?
It was a heist.
Who's the guy that got in the accident? No, we were got hit by the Walmart
dude.
Truck. Sorry.
You knew that. You knew that, and you still paraded it before the entire world.
So what? We just give up.
We didn't give up, Tony. We failed. At least I can admit that.
And we failed him. We failed him.
Anyway.
Please welcome
Tracy Morgan.
Head of studio.
He did Tracy Morgan impressions for 3 hours.
Community and social media manager, Crystal Dynamics.
Social media manager? Sweet gig.
Hello, E3.
Was that it for Avengers?
You've just seen a high-level view of the cinematic and character-driven campaign of Marvel's Avengers. But launch is only the beginning of this adventure.
Okay,
Marvel's
game as
Avengers
a service.
Marvel's Avengers delivers a narrative over multiple years with exciting new content released at a regular basis.
I don't want to be an ass, but she's wearing something weird.
You and your friends are stronger together.
Patrick, so judgmental.
You'll assemble into teams of up to 4 players online where you can master extraordinary abilities, where you can customize a growing roster of heroes and defend the Earth from ever-escalating threats.
Growing roster.
Growing roster of heroes, so we might get Hawkeye.
And to make sure everyone comes on this journey with
and
us,
Spider-Man.
We're incredibly thrilled to announce
they're keeping the best one for to sell as additional content.
Will be delivered at no additional cost.
So new heroes are free.
Wait,
new heroes,
heroes and... Heroes and regions are free?
He said heroes
they
in every...
They allowed to do that.
He says hero in every region is free.
Yeah. We won't have random loot boxes or pay-to-win scenarios.
Okay, but what do you do if the story's over? What's the end game in this game? Yeah.
This game represents a collaboration across Crystal Dynamics, Marvel Games, I know you're out here, Eidos Montreal, these guys are here, Nixie Software.
They're like, hey, we wanted to pretend that this was a crowd of fans. Please stop shouting out the studios.
So our game is about embracing your powers and living your superhero dreams. We have an exclusive gameplay demo in our booth that will show you more of the core campaign, its original story, and our superheroes in action.
I really do want to know what's after the campaign.
So, Marvel's Avengers will release worldwide on PS4, Xbox One, Stadia, and PC.
PC people are freaking out.
We got you covered. And we're excited to be partnering with PlayStation to bring some awesome surprises to the PlayStation audience. Including early beta access.
Yay, beta.
And unique benefits that we'll be revealing in the future. But before we go,
the crowd is riled up.
Final glimpse into our world, including when you'll get to play this game. This is what's next for the Avengers. Thank you, true believers.
True believers.
Okay, so we have some gameplay.
Somebody just yelled, damn it?
Yeah. Damn it.
Hank, that doesn't look ready.
Come on, Tony, live a little.
Is that Hank Pym?
Yeah, that's supposed to be Hank Pym.
Unbelievable. It worked.
It's sort of cute when they're small.
Ah, I didn't doubt you for a second, Hank.
Yeah, but
people what's just, the gameplay?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, the gameplay looks like a lot of shooting and killing and maybe Spider-Man-y kind of combat, but they didn't show near enough.
May 15, 2020. This might 2020 might be the most expensive first 4 months in the history of gaming.
Might be more than that if you're buying new consoles by the end of the year too.
That's why I said first 4 months.
That was subtle.
I guess that's it.
Is that the whole deal? They're done? Does nobody come out and say goodbye? Drive safe?
I'm excited to hear what people have to say about playing the game. I'm talking about Avengers, of course.
Yeah, I mean, I want to hear gameplay stuff. That's the only bummer about any of that. That all looked really great, and it's exciting, and
it's good that there will be gameplay at the show for people who want to try it. That's very important.
Yeah.
Because if there hadn't been, I would have been worried for a game that's coming out in less than a year.
Yeah.
So
these are truths you speak.
I guess we're going to end it very quickly because I need to go to bed and get up and start doing shows again tomorrow.
Yeah, so, we got Nintendo. So to give people an idea of what's happening tomorrow, it's kind of the last big coverage thing, and then we'll do our. We still have a little show plan where we're going to sum it all up, but we got Nintendo at 11 a.m. tomorrow, I believe, Mountain Time, 10 a.m. Pacific, I believe that's right. That's they're doing one of their direct video things. Nintendo Directs.
Nintendo is 9 Pacific, 6 p.m. Paris time.
Yeah, this is all true. So we're going to do that, and John, you'll be at work, I guess. You won't be there for that one, will you?
I will be. I'm unfortunately going to miss Nintendo.
Oh, we'll miss you. We won't have Dunaway either. So, Patrick, it'll be me and you talking about what... I don't know what they're going to do for their whole thing, but we'll do some predictions in the morning when you're less dead. Looking forward to that. As a programming note, TMS listeners, tomorrow we start an hour early, just like we started today. Same thing applies, so we can make room for the Nintendo conference. I think that's everything. Yeah.
I believe so.
Yep. You're looking for all the archives of this. It's all on our feeds. Patrick's got it on the Pixel feeds. I have it over on Core and the Boop Show and all of it at frogpants.com and kind of a collected place if you're looking to just, you know, chill out with the audio. I've got it all right there on one page. So if you want to go do that, you can. For me, for Patrick, for John, and for everybody who was here with us tonight, have a fantastic evening. And Patrick, go to sleep.